your Father, says Jesus, who sees what is hidden, will reward you, repay you. Your Father sees. Does God see you? I think one of the cutest encounters with a little kid I ever had about 40 years ago, I'd been on television, not as a star, but I was singing in a choral organization in Louisville, and their concert was televised. And I guess, you know, the camera panned across the chorus, and I guess I must have appeared on television. Well, the next Sunday at church, this little 4-year-old boy, he said, "I saw you on television." He said, "Did you see me?" I thought, because I guess he thought it worked both ways. Well, your Father sees you. Do you see God? Maybe it works both ways. Jesus teaching about these disciplines of Christian life might help us to see that, yes, it works both ways. You know, these disciplines of almsgiving and prayer and fasting. You know, yes, God sees our almsgiving. It's not necessarily that God sees us putting money in the basket or sees you driving up to the intersection and pulling a dollar bill out and handing it through the rolled down window to the man on the street corner. Yes, God sees that, but what God really sees is what's in your heart. What does God see in you? God sees an attitude of generosity. God sees that and loves it in you. When you give alms, when you're good to people who are in need, does that help you to see God? Well, Jesus said, you know, there's that parable of the great judgment where the king, great king, says to the folks, "I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me drink, stranger and you welcomed me." And you know, their question was, "When did we see you?" Well, it was in the face of the hungry and the thirsty and the stranger, the sick. If you've ever seen the face of someone in need, yes, you saw Jesus. It works both ways. God sees the generosity in your heart. And you see Jesus in the faces of people you help. He sees you. You see Him. And prayer. You know, we seek the face of God. What does God see when you're praying? God doesn't see you just acting pious. I mean, you don't necessarily have to stand on the street corner and raise your arms way up. You don't have to go around. You know, God doesn't necessarily see it when you go around, you know, my hands piously folded all the time. What does God see? God sees into your heart, and what God sees is reverence. An attitude for reverence for God. God sees that and loves it. Do you see God? Well, you know, there's that old story about the man that sat in church all day, every day, didn't do anything, just sat there. Somebody said, "What do you do in church all day long?" He said, "I look at him, he looks at me, and we're happy." Your face, O Lord, I seek, says the psalm. Hide not your face from me. Yeah. When you pray, God comes looking. And you're looking for God. God sees you. The reverence of your heart. Do you see God when you pray? when you fast. You know, if God doesn't see us with ashes all over us, or even sitting in dust and ashes and throwing it all over ourselves when we do a work of penance or repentance. You know, what God sees is the attitude in our heart. God sees our humility. That's what God sees that nobody else can see. That you humble yourself before God when you confess your sin, when you ask for God's forgiveness. A humble and contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn, said the psalm we sang. God looks into your heart and sees humility. And of course, that's what we're doing this Lent, seeking forgiveness. That's why we do penance. That's why we repent, asking God to cleanse our hearts and free us from sin. That's the main business of Lent, is it not? One of the main things we're doing. Seeking to have before God a pure heart. And you know what Jesus said earlier in this Gospel of Matthew, in the Beatitudes, what did he say? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When you repent and come to God for cleansing and merciful love, God sees your humility, and the Holy Spirit is God's agent of cleansing in our hearts. So God sees you, and God, you see God. God sees your generosity, and God sees your reverence, and God sees your humility. And all those are occasions that God reveals Himself to us. And God sees us, Jesus said. God, your Father who sees. Your Father who sees what sees in secret. Now that doesn't mean God's some kind of, big brother is watching you. That's not what we're talking about. God sees and loves in you what He sees and loves in Christ. If Jesus is in your heart. So this Lent, seeking the face of God, you might ask, does God see you? And do you see God?